got a nice big response, and also you guys
great
got the
response.
Season, and then you got the season's tiebreaker.
Well, that was obviously in the plan. That's what we talked about, and they came out and executed. We didn't play great, but boy, we played hard. That's a good football team on the other side, but son of a gun, kids were on point. Coaches did a great job all week, and we showed great strides from last week to this week. This was a great team win, and we needed it.
Is this the Rifles Revenge Bowl?
Well, I don't know what it is, but it was needed. We needed this to happen because there's bigger games in front of us. So now this keeps us right on the path that we want to be in and, you know, controlling destiny and all of those things. So at the end of the day, very happy and pleased with everything that I saw. And I know we can just be so much better.
You had a turnover battle again.
We did. And we hadn't had any sacks in the first two games. Boy, did we get after that quarterback today. So that was certainly a big talk. What we talked about, David Collins and the O-line from that first game to now showed us what they can be about. And hey, Hayden stepped up, you know, in a tough spot, made some throws. And kids made some plays. But it's just fun to watch today. It's just special teams have played their best game of the year. Hey, who would have thought after game one we'd be 2-1?
I liked how the veterans played on both sides of the ball. Like, how big are those guys?
Yeah, well, we challenged our fifth-year players. Got to get out there and lead and play like fifth-year players, and they did today. They were our best players, and it was fun to watch. And as I said, that Winnipeg Rifles was a good football team, but, hey, they weren't ready for us today, I'll tell you that.
So you're out without Mikhailik and Edmonton.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't know it.
Key guys, yeah.
You wouldn't know it. So this was us. Yeah. We had some high-end players. Our starting quarterback hasn't played yet. Like, think about we've gone through a lot of adversity. Charles Salvi stepped up today, did some great things. It was just, as I said, a lot of guys that we needed to step up, stepped up. And, we're only going to get better, in my belief, and we're only going to coach them harder.
So what's the last?
I was going to say, I know Stevens got a couple sacks, Moles got a couple picks, but number 69, he's always been double-teamed his whole career, and he got that sack at the end, and everybody was happy.
Oh, you bet.
What was that like for you guys?
Well, the home is such a great, in the 5 years he's been here, to see the growth and development, number one, him as a person, and to see him as an outstanding player and leader, and for that play, the whole bench erupted, and they felt good about it, and we feel good about it because we know how much it means to him and how hard he's worked to get himself in these spots.
So when's the last time you've had a player play both ways? This is number three.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
So has he been pressed into safe spot?
We just got in the film room. You know what? 2 weeks ago, they exposed our middle a little bit, and we felt that we need to just get a little more ball presence there. And you saw that interception, Isaiah, who obviously can track the ball offensively. So if you do that offensively, we put him on defense, and
he played defense.
You bet. And that's what sort of attracted me when I was scouting and recruiting him, is the fact that he could play two ways. I like to see us get him a little more involved offensively because he was our top receiver up until today, but. As I said, we're just sort of piecing everything out, and hey, we got a bye week to sort of, keep figuring things out and make us better.
Where's he from? I don't know.
He's from New Jersey. New Jersey.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got a guy from New Jersey and two from Minnesota. I'm recruiting.
I guess, just going forward now, just for you guys, how nice is, with everything gone through, I guess how nice is it to have the bye week to work on things now too?
Hey, buddy. Well, it's just great to sort of the last two games are something we can hang our hat on. Heading into the bye week, nothing better than feeling good about a bye week, knowing that we went out there and each game have played better. So, as I said, as long as 3 weeks ago was ground zero, which I think it has, man, this team's only going to get better and better. And, hey, we'll find out truly who we are, in 2 weeks down in Regina. Can't wait.